Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Monday, and of course, what do? Each and every Monday, we visit with Laura Kennard, Drake University, and DMBizMixer.com to learn more about what's going on in the world of the Greater Des Moines Metro when it comes to business education and networking events. Ta-da! Here she is. Hey, you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just great. You know, New York was fabulous, and I'm all energized. I got the thing going on.
Don't you love New York?
I do love New York. Well, yeah. I wasn't in the city. I was in Albany.
Oh, okay.
But many of the people that were there for the New York Press Association were from New York City.
Yeah.
And they all talk fast.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
I love New York. I love, and you know, they get a bad rap because it's just a fast-paced place.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that gets equated in the Midwest with rudeness, but it's just, it's fast-paced.
Yeah.
And when I was in New York City proper, the last time, I had never ridden the subway system
before. Isn't that something, yeah?
And I ended up needing to take one from New York City into
some other place.
Yeah, another place that was, I was going to catch another flight, and so
That's all right. Think.
Anyway, but the point is, I'd never been on the subway, and I had no idea, so I left my hotel with my bag, had no idea what station I should go to, anything, and so I just asked people on the streets in New York if they couldn't direct me to the right tunnel, and so I could get where I was going, and they were just as happy to help you, so all of this rap they get about.
I'm with you.
I'm with you. Anyway.
I met so many publishers and owners of not dailies necessarily, but community newspapers that are thriving. I mean, do you realize? Oh, yeah. See, nobody knows this. As a matter of fact, so I've got several interviews in the can already. But, for example, Brooklyn has 2.6 million people in it. 2.6 million people in Brooklyn. It is the square miles, 62 square miles. All right? Polk County is 578 square miles
with
425,000 people.
So they're
in it.
Very dense in Brooklyn.
Oh, and there's like 12 community-based newspapers in Brooklyn.
Wow. Yeah, it's just so that people, because it's still easier sometimes, I think, to pick it.
It's fascinating.
Anyway, since today, you know, I always feel like we talk about networking, business, education, but we also talk about the weather. That seems to be like a typical
the
thing.
Weather?
I think it's because we always get out in locations,
so
we different times have to contend with different weather. But today,
it's gorgeous.
Is gorgeous, and then it's supposed to snow later.
Right. Well, you know, we had snow in Albany.
Same week.
Had snow in New York on Saturday. I looked out the hotel window, and it's just like white. What the hell? Come on,
happening?
Wait, stop. I'm
right,
done.
Exactly.
So done.
It's like 70, almost 80, and then it's supposed to be snowing later this week.
Well,
so
welcome.
You know, winter just isn't going to go out without a fight. So anyhow,
right, what's going on in the business world, in the networking world?
Well, so I wanted to mention, usually we can't talk about a lot on for Mondays, except for talking about things last Monday for this Monday.
Right.
But we have a couple of things that you could still grab if you want to.
This evening.
So first of all, there's a vegan restaurant tour going on the Des Moines Metro.
Really?
So check that out on Facebook. I point this out because a lot of people are now having a vegan lifestyle, and it's hard to always know which places have those options. So it might be fun. That's going to go all the way till 9 p.m. tonight. It's all day, but it's all the way till 9 p.m. tonight. So if you want to go to the Vegan Restaurant Tour 2019 on Facebook, you'll be able to see like which restaurants are on that tour, even if you can't go.
Yeah, I think I saw that roll by my screen the other day, and that looked interesting because several of my friends have some of those restaurants that are being talked about. So it's the vegan restaurant crawl today.
Yes, basically. So the other thing we've talked about in the past is the Iowa Center for Economic Success, which is not just for women, but they have a lot of a few programs that are very.
Although I will tell you, it is estrogen oriented.
It is very estrogen oriented. You don't have to be a woman to get help there, and they'll be glad to help you. But they have a few things that are specifically for women. One of them is called Focus Me, And this is tonight from 6 to 7:30. So Ooh. You could still go. You don't have much time, but you can still go by the time, you're
it's
hearing
Monday.
About this. But in the future, you can also look, because every 8 weeks, they do this again.
Got it.
And Focus Me is basically, it provides a space for working women to support each other with the connections and accountability as they set their personal and professional goals. So it's like kind of an accountability group for women. And so every 8 weeks you can jump into a cohort on that. But they have one starting tonight. So then 8 weeks from now you could try it again. So also tonight, 6:30 to 8:30. So you can still catch this, is the 2019 Spring Social. This is going to be at The Forge, which is the space on Locust that is really cool technology space by Pillar Technology. And so you can still attend that tonight. And it's an annual event. So it's hosted in their beautiful downtown location. And they're going to have speakers, prizes, food, and more.
Prizes.
The event this year will be as exciting as ever, they say, including Iowa companies, prominent developers. So if you're just interested in that technology space and knowing who's
and what time does that end?
That is 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay,
so we've
got like
time.
Three things that we're talking about.
You can still do tonight.
It's got to go. Got to go right now.
Right now. All right. That's right. So then tomorrow, we did talk about this last week. Agile Iowa has their downtown.
These are really smart people.
Lean coffee.
Yeah.
That's going to be at the Main Street Cafe and Bakery, which I've never been to that location before. So it's downtown. It's on Skywalk level at 801 Grand, so it's in the 801 Grand
sure.
building. And that is where you can learn a little bit about lean methodologies and agile, the use of agile development. So we talk a lot about how you can do things in sprints, touch base with teams every week, kind of get those low-hanging fruit things done, and then
right.
talk about what's the next thing. So it's just a constant. It comes from the development world a lot in terms of technology development, but I want to put this on everyone's radar because more and more companies are talking about lean methodologies and how they can apply agile to lots of different things, including just different projects. And
sure, and this
like
is
that.
On Tuesday.
That's going to be on Tuesday morning, and they meet early, so you can catch this at 7 a.m. It goes to 8:30.
Smart people get up really early.
Well, yeah.
Is that what my problem is?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But so you could also scoot out early if you had
sure.
to catch work. But so those are some that. So that's kicking off on Tuesday. There's also going to be expert advice on Video Marketing 101 at the West Des Moines Incubator over the noon hour Tuesday. So the incubator, of course, is located inside of Gravitate in the Valley Junction location. And so Video Marketing 101, of course, we talk all the time about
yeah.
how important video is becoming. So we have...
It's one of the topics that I shared with the New York Press Association.
Oh, really?
How they should get into video and how to do it and how to do it well to enhance their audience.
So you're here from the Midwest, like
yeah.
schooling
yeah.
the New Yorkers
yeah.
on
yeah.
using video for their
yeah.
print-based...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was pretty fun. Yeah.
See, Michael, you're just
That's what I do.
Everywhere. That's what
I
do. So we are going to move in then to Wednesday. And on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., so all day long, this is actually in Cedar Rapids, but I wanted to mention it's the 2019 Women Lead Change Corridor Conference. So... I think that that's useful. It's a really big event all day. It's a DoubleTree by Hilton, Cedar Rapids, and it's a pretty big event. A lot of people attending, and again, focused on this idea of how women can lead change. And also, of course, we have 1 Million Cups, and that is every Wednesday here in Des Moines. But just so people know, 1 Million Cups is not just a Des Moines thing, okay?
Oh, it's all over the country.
It's all over.
All over the world.
Des Moines is actually one of the, I think only in the country.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's
okay.
A Kauffman Foundation
right.
out of Kansas City had started 1 Million Cups as a way to support entrepreneurs and be able to get feedback in their communities. And so this is something they support all around the country. it happens that the Des Moines chapter was actually, I think, maybe their first or second, like one of their early, early chapters outside of Kansas City. But they also do this in Cedar Rapids at NewBoCo. They just started a chapter in Ames. So, and they run all on Wednesdays. So if you ever want to just get outside of the Des Moines area and check one out, Clayton Mooney, who has done a couple of really, he's involved with Nebulon. He's involved with Kinosol. He did the student ag incubator at ISU when he was there. He's focused now on Nebulon, but he's going to be doing that founder side, founder fireside at the 1 Million Cups in, and it starts at 8:15 and goes to 9:30 in Cedar Rapids. But just to know, you can check out some of these other chapters, and they have
right, and there are all over the country. And you're right; they're the two first chapters. One was in Kansas City and Des Moines, 2012.
Ben McDougall helped with that. And can you believe that Des Moines was like their second? Now they've got them everywhere, so it's just amazing. So that is just something that came on your radio here in Des Moines Wednesday morning, and also in a couple other Iowa places. So we also then, gosh, we have so much stuff going on. I got to tell you, I'm having to
Last week was like a dearth, and this week it's like everything in the world, and you got to start tonight.
That is right. So let me just make sure of a couple of things that we can put on our radar. Also this week, the Bitcoin and blockchain meetup, which is going to be at, let me just double check which one of the locations.
Bitcoin and blockchain.
Yeah. Okay. So that is going to be at the West Des Moines Incubator again. And it's an evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. this week, Thursday. And so a lot of people are talking about blockchain.
Right, right.
And Bitcoin is just a cryptocurrency
on
the blockchain.
Exactly. It's part of the blockchain. Now, what's interesting is how the value of Bitcoin and those other types of currencies have plummeted over the past several months. Mm-hmm. You know, it was $17,000-$20,000 for a Bitcoin, for crying out loud, 8 months ago, nine months, 10 months ago, and now it's way less than that. But blockchain is something that it's used in the Bitcoin world, but it's also got a component in business, and that's what's interesting.
What they're going to be talking about is the Waves platform. So blockchain is the technology that Bitcoin is used for Bitcoin. But you're right. There's so many applications of it. And if you're just interested in learning more about blockchain and a different use, Wave Platform is a smart contracting platform. So they're going to talk about how that works and how blockchain is used for that particular business. So that's really interesting. 7 to 9, again, at the West Des Moines Incubator. And there's just lots of, like, little things going on this week, but I wanted to just make sure I'm highlighting. The other thing, I think the rest of these, just a lot of fun stuff. So just check out dmbizmixer.com. And I want to put something on your radar coming up more towards the end of April, April 25th. And they moved it out of Des Moines this time around. So
all right, now you've got me.
Young Entrepreneurs Convention.
Oh, Brandon.
Yes, Brandon Adams will be doing that April 20. I think it's 24th and 25th. So that's just kind of a
April 24, 25. Brandon Adams is where's it going to be?
And so they're going to be in Ames.
Got it. Right.
Yes,
that makes sense.
So just kind of put that on your save the date. I guess it's in a few weeks, but that is. It's growing and growing, and they've actually already filled all. They do a little pitch competition too. They had 30 slots; they're already filled, so you can be on a waiting list. Sometimes people will drop out, but they've got a whole new lineup this year. This is about their third or fourth year in, so they're evolving. And this time they wanted to move it around a little, and it's going to be in Ames. But I just wanted to mention that. The other thing, I guess. Just before that, April 19th, I wanted to mention at Mainframe Studios. So we've talked about Mainframe a few times. Mainframe is becoming a really great place for a lot of events to happen. And Des Moines Area Community College has their wonderful and fabulous fashion show, which is sort of the showcase of all of their fashion students' work.
And that's going to happen at Mainframe.
That's going to happen at Mainframe on April 19th.
Got it.
April 19th. So that's also, we'll talk about that again, but I just also want to put that on your radar.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, we are at, by the way, we picked a new place today. We are at the Range Grill and Golf. It's a restaurant and they have golf. It's cool.
I love it. It's very cool. I was just looking at the, hopefully you'll have lots of pictures over the next couple weeks, but their wallpaper is like Argyle plaid.
That's...
And it's just, it's really classy. Walking in, they just...
it's nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
nice.
What a place to go, huh?
And you know, this is interesting. I haven't been out to this area very much, but you've got Lifetime. You've got like meal planning for health.
Yeah.
You've got this golf and restaurant here. You've got, it's just kind of a nice little curated theme of sort of fitness.
West Side, and, sister, yeah. West Side.
Yeah, it's very, it's really nice. So it's worth coming out here. Maybe. Jordan Creek is wonderful, but here's another little area.
It's close by, the downtown.
Right.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
As a matter of fact, Laura was able to get here in less than 15 minutes from Drake, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't get a leave. Yeah.
Way
less than 15
minutes.
Yeah.
All right, that is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, from dmbizmixer.com. We will have links up to that website on our radio blog. That about wraps it up for this Monday. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby does sales and marketing. The voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.